Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underle said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, a lot going on today. Happy Thursday. President Biden right now is having a private meeting with French President Macron. The two of them, in all probability, will have a press conference in the next, you know, half hour to hour or thereabouts and talk about what they talked about. But what's certainly be at the top of the list, and I want to get into in more detail in the third hour of the program, is the possibility of the United States and France getting together and pushing through a resolution for the European Union to create a special tribunal at The Hague. The Dutch president has already said he's okay with it, to try, essentially, Putin and some of the people close to him, particularly Shoigu, the, you know, his defense secretary, and perhaps Lavrov, his foreign minister, for the crime of aggression, basically. You know, what Germany did in 1939 when they attacked Poland, attacking another country without provocation. This is an international crime. We'll see, you know, if that's the topic of their press conference or not. But I guarantee you it's something that they're discussing. They're probably also discussing energy policies and things like that. So interesting stuff. I'll keep you up to date on that as the day goes on. Also, is the Republican Party getting away with polite denial while their base is overtly racist and anti-Semitic? I told you 2 days ago, we had a couple of callers and I had conversations about this topic, and I said I was thinking about writing it. I got kind of started on it that afternoon, but I got sidetracked into this whole thing of, was the Pentagon in on, or somebody at the Pentagon, specifically the Secretary of Defense, was he in on the January 6th stuff? And so I ended up writing, finishing that piece and pushing that out yesterday. So today we're back to this conversation. I'm back to this conversation, of how deep is racism in the GOP? We'll get right to that in just a second. Also, why won't Amazon ban this new film, Hebrews to Negroes? It's obvious hate speech. It's anti-Semitic. I'll get into that in just a minute, too. It's the second hour of our program. One of our two guests on the program today, Greg Palast, will be live from Georgia talking about ballot box segregation. He's got a lawsuit going against the powers that be there. And also in our second hour, the ghoulish hubris of letting people die and calling that bravery, how Ron DeSantis and the Republican Party are going to brag on the freedom to let people die. It's really an amazing study that was just done. And also in the second hour, crazy alert, Tucker has a new conspiracy. He thinks the left is hijacking sports to brainwash young men, all because of a tweet that the NHL, the National Hockey League, just sent out. I'll tell you about that. Also, in our third hour, Ali Velshi's going to drop by, and we'll discuss some of the stories at the top of the news. And will Russia and Putin be facing a worldwide tribunal for crimes of aggression, which I mentioned at the beginning? But to begin at the beginning, today's op-ed at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is the GOP, is the Republican Party, getting away with polite denial while their base is overtly racist and anti-Semitic? And I start out this article with the story of John Cornyn, because I think he's really instructive. 3 days in a row, the day after the story came out about Trump's dinner with Nick Fuentes, the Holocaust denier and white supremacist, and Kanye West, who apparently is at the very least a Holocaust denier, or an anti-Semite. After this story came out, a reporter for Raw Story cornered John Cornyn as he was walking down the hall. Didn't corner him, you know, caught up with him as he was walking down the hall in the Senate office building, and said, what do you think about this? And Cornyn said, I got more important stuff to do. And which led Claire McCaskill on MSNBC to say, Senator Cornyn has more important things to do than take 30 seconds and say to a reporter, you know, I condemn hate and nobody should be sitting with Nick Fuentes, who is a former president. I mean, keep in mind, John Cornyn is not just some Republican senator. He's the number two, he's the Senate Minority Whip. He's the number two Republican in the Senate. He was the former chair of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, the SRCC, which Rick Scott is running right now. In other words, he for 4 years, he was the guy in charge from 2009, as I recall, until 2013. John Cornyn was the guy in charge of getting Republicans elected to the Senate. And now he's the number two guy in the Senate. So first day, Raw Story tracks him down and says, what do you say? And he says, I got better things to do than talk about this. Second day, Raw Story tracks him down in the hallway, and he hops into a senator's only elevator where the reporter can't follow him, refuses to say a word. Now, by this point in time, I mean, it's all over the news that John Cornyn is refusing to condemn Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, he knows this is happening. His staff knows this is happening. And most important, the Republican base, the white Republican base in Texas knows this is happening. They're no idiots. They're following the news. So then the third day comes along, and Raw Story catches up with him a third time. And this time he's got this soft shoe down. He knows exactly what to do. He knows Senator John Cornyn knows this will not cost him one vote in Texas. Because they already know who he is. They know what the GOP is. That's why they're voting for them. So when the reporter says, well, what do you think about, you know, Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes? Cornyn is like, well, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, or words to that effect. And then the reporter says, well, Nick Fuentes is a guy who denies the Holocaust and thinks white people are superior. And at that point, Cornyn says, well, obviously I don't ascribe to anti-Semitism and white nationalism. Perfect, John. Perfect. Obviously. Yes, of course. No, we would never support that. If your partner asks you if you've been sleeping with that cute next door neighbor, and for 3 days you give the kind of answers that John Cornyn gave, your partner would have a pretty good clue that you were up to no good, right? I mean, come on. This is not rocket science, even for a politician. This is fairly obvious stuff. And through it all, I'm telling you, Donald Trump is sitting back smiling, grinning ear to ear, nodding his head and winking at Stephen Miller, knowing as the nation goes nuts over his having Thanksgiving dinner or Thanksgiving week dinner, it was Tuesday of the week, Thanksgiving week dinner with America's most prominent next-gen racist, knowing that there's no downside to this to him at all. In fact, there's a substantial upside. Donald Trump is in a situation now. The Republican primary battle is going to begin right after the first of the year. It's going to really start, you're going to see the early tweakings of it in January, and by March, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a sport. It's going to be battle. And Donald Trump needs to go into that battle with his base as pissed off and energized and enthusiastic and ready for the fight as possible. How do you do it? Like this. Have dinner with Nick Fuentes. His base is like, yeah, cool. This is exactly what he needs in order to win the Republican primary. Now, there are people in the media who are saying, well, won't some of this offend moderate Republicans? What about the Mitt Romney voters? Isn't Trump shooting himself and the Republican Party in the foot by embracing West and Fuentes? Oh my God. I'm telling you, these media personalities who are engaging in this tut-tutism, this school marmish critique of Trump's behavior, so certain that denying the Holocaust is going to hurt Trump, have got to be suffering from some kind of massive amnesia. I don't know, maybe they walked into a wall and banged their heads or something. This is the guy who bragged that he can rape women because he's a star. And the Republican response was to ignore it. Keep their heads down, keep on going, shut up. This is the same guy who tore thousands of brown children away from their mothers, threw them in freezing cages for days, and then trafficked them into Christian adoption networks where hundreds, maybe thousands of them are still missing. This is the guy who repeatedly embraced the world's most violent mass murderers and despots, who called Nazis very fine people, who brazenly grifted at least $5 billion for himself and his family as a concept, you know, from his the contacts that he made as president. This is the same guy who refused to tell Americans how bad COVID was, because way back in the first 6 months of 2020, when COVID was rolling across the country, Trump believed it was going to kill more black people than white people, which it did, by the way. He was right in that belief. And he was pretty upfront about it. Rush Limbaugh was upfront about it on March 7th, back in 2020. Oh, hey, look at this. This changes everything. It kills more black people than white people. You know, 300,000 people died because of the who didn't have to die because of the way that Trump is doing the, you know, did the whole COVID thing. And I've got more to say about that later in the program. But Trump knows the Republican base better than any reporter. Hell, he is the Republican base. Crude, vulgar, racist, bullying, violent, viewing women exclusively as sex objects, lusting after more and more money regardless of who gets hurt, disdainful and distrusting of democracy. And the elected Republicans know this. You know, for decades, they've had this, we're Reagan Republicans. We talk about supply side economics and perverse incentives. Oh, come on. Reagan opened his campaign talking about how, doesn't that upset you when you see a young buck standing in front of you at the supermarket buying steak and champagne with food stamps? In Philadelphia, Mississippi, the place where Schwarmer, Goodman and Cheney, the three civil rights activists, were murdered to an all-white audience, saying, we gotta protect states' rights. That was Reagan kicking off his campaign. The base knew what Reagan was saying and who he was. George W. Bush, who's afraid of horses, bought a pig farm in Texas so he could walk around dressed like a cowboy and you know, really thicken his Texas drawl. He was really just saying, yeah, I'm a good old white boy, just like you are. The base knew it. And then Trump comes along and says, I'm just going to say it out loud. We've been living in polite denial as a nation for about a half century. I am convinced that the white racist base is not that little 20 or 30% that everybody thinks it is, but it's more like 50 or 60%. The election in 1964 was the last time a majority of white people voted for a Democrat, period, for president. There's something here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There was a 2012 study conducted by researchers from Stanford, UMass, and Michigan and Chicago. 59% of white people have anti-black bias. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table, and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me, with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe-throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Text 73784. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. So over at Amazon, this is fascinating. There is a literally best-selling book. It says best-selling, you know, right on it. It's, in fact, it's the number one bestseller in African-American demographic studies. It's titled Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And the summary of it on Amazon, I'm reading this from Amazon, says, touches on subjects too controversial for most authors to reveal to the people. This book will expose the truths that have been hidden by the powers that be in America. Since the European and Arab slave traders stepped foot into Africa, blacks have been told lies about their heritage. This was all by Satan's design, for he is the father of lies. And, you know, it just goes on like this, and it's there's also a video about it. And the CEO of Amazon has been asked about it. It's let's say anti-Semitic, to say the very least, anti-Jewish, right? So Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said yesterday that the company does not have plans to stop selling the film or the book. The film was recently tweeted out by Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. I'm not a sports fan. Anyhow, he tweeted an Amazon link to it, and that's what got him suspended from the Nets on November 3rd after he refused to issue an apology. And, you know, he missed, what, eight games, I think? Yeah, and 2 weeks later, he finally issued an apology, and the NBA let him play again. But this is, well, here's what the president of Amazon says. To the New York Times. As a retailer of content to hundreds of millions of customers with a lot of different viewpoints, we have to allow access to those viewpoints, even if they're objectionable and they differ from our particular viewpoints. Dozens of people have asked, celebrities and major figures, as well as Jewish organizations, have asked Amazon to take the book and video down. But he said Wednesday, that Amazon has employees that flag content, but scaling that more broadly could be challenging. Well, that's what you do with a little bit of your billions of dollars in profit, is you hire another, couple hundred people to look over your products. I mean, does Amazon really want to be associated with anti-Semitism and racism? I think it's a reasonable question. Where does this go? How do companies deal with this?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
At what point does a company's obligation to profits supersede, or not, its obligation to the public?
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day, with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness
as healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
~27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
Welcome back. Well, this is interesting. I've got two callers here saying this film on Amazon is not anti-Semitic. That's fascinating. Let's pick one up. Donna in Lake Alfred, Florida. You watched the movie?
Yes, sir. And I'm Hebrew Israelite. I saw this movie about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was before COVID. And it's been there on Amazon for a long time, and nobody's raised a stink about it, number one, until now. The Hebrew Israelite are not anti-Semites. They don't even consider themselves Semite. They consider themselves Shemite, from the son of Sham, with an H.
So the argument, I'm assuming then the argument of this movie, because I haven't seen it, Donna, and my apologies for that, but that it is that black people are basically one of the lost tribes of Israel.
Yes, that's what we believe, yes.
Okay.
Because why would the Most High put us in a land where we need sunscreen and hats? When we go over there, we don't need all of that. That's because we're from there. They are not.
Okay.
So
I and what does it say about the two other large categories of Jews, you know, Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews, the Middle Eastern Jews and European Jews, basically?
They say that they are from Japheth. If you go in the Bible and look under, I think it's Japheth, it might be Ham, but look at the descendants of Ham and Japheth, you will see Ashkenaz.
Yeah. No, I get it. So that's the argument. Interesting. Then why are all these Jewish groups saying this is an anti-Semitic movie?
Because they've taken over that land over there. If they're not the people, how is that going to work out for them?
Okay,
so
you're saying that there is a tension between black people who claim to be Jews and Jews who claim to be Jews. And
let me tell you what President Nasser in 1952 said on Time magazine. He said that you will never have respect in that land because you went away black and came back white. I didn't say that. He did. Look it up on 1952 Time magazine.
Okay. All right. Got it.
President Nasser.
Donna, thank you. Maybe I've gotten in over my head on this thing. I don't know. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to, you asked a question before the break about when does Amazon have a duty to the public or something to that
right.
effect. And I
legally, they have none.
That's right. They have absolutely none. In fact, this goes back over 100 years in Dodge Brothers versus Ford Motor Company. This was a landmark case in the Michigan Supreme Court. This is when Henry Ford argued that he wanted to pay his workers a lot and have the product, the cars, sold at an affordable price so that people could buy them. And the Dodge brothers, who were a part of, they owned about 13% of the shares in Ford Motor Company, took them to court and said, you can't do this. It's all about the shareholders. These things really happened where Henry Ford was on the stand and said, I want to pay my workers a decent, you know.
It was his business partner who was essentially forcing him into this along with his wife. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, he did not actually want to in the beginning. He took credit for it after it worked so well. And you're right, the Horace Dodge and his brother actually won that lawsuit. But that was at the Michigan Supreme Court. That's never been elevated to the United States Supreme Court, to the best of my knowledge, Paul.
Well, that's because, as you have mentioned on this program in the past, is that most corporate law is at the state level. The only corporate law, corporate issues that will go to the Supreme Court are things that are regulated by the SEC. So state laws are what governs. That's why so many corporations incorporate in Delaware and so on. It's a very friendly corporation. But I wanted to talk about our not having a duty to the public. I know what the Republicans are going to do when they take control in January, and this play we've seen before. And it came about, I've been hearing, because I do surf conservative talk radio, they don't want to talk about how they're going to, investigate Hunter Biden. They don't want to talk all about that. So I've noticed from several sources I'm talking about, the Republicans have, you know, in fact, I talked at one of the shows, the only one of the few that will let me on anymore, about and they're talking about you got to see the Republicans' 10-point plan on energy, and I started hearing this energy policy, and then I mentioned Well, what about the 2015 law that repealed the ban on exporting crude oil? We need to get rid of that. We exported 29% of our crude oil in 2021, and don't think that doesn't help gasoline prices. And, oh, yeah, but, you know, then I got the kind of less is more theory that actually allows the oil companies to provide more gasoline.
Wait a minute, that would have been an opportunity for a right-wing host to say, yeah, and Barack Obama signed that damn law into being.
Ah, but therein lies the rub, Tom. I looked into that and said, why the hell did he do that? Because it was during an omnibus funding bill during a government shutdown that the Republicans did. It was the same shutdown that Marco Rubio inserted the poison pill on the Affordable Care Act, which defunded the high-risk corridors. That was a fund that was being established so that, because the insurance companies who were getting the really sick patients, so they were establishing a fund to help subsidize that.
Right.
And so a lot of the insurers pulled out of the Affordable Care Act market because the Republicans dumped that, and that was the same omnibus funding bill that they also put in the repeal the ban on exporting domestic oil.
Right. So
that's because Obama had to sign it. He didn't have any choice.
Right. Right. So
it was not a debated bill like this. Well, we don't debate anything. There's no regular order anymore, but
right.
It was not a debated bill. It was just something they slipped in. It was an amendment they slipped into the omnibus spending bill, and that's what they're going to do again, because now I'm hearing energy policy, and I know what they're not going to go. They say they're going to go after Social Security and Medicare, but that's the third rail. That's suicide. But they will go after energy policy and big giveaways, and you're going to see gasoline prices go up again, and then they're going to blame it on Biden while they gave away the store again to the fossil fuel companies.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see. But, a lot to that. Thank you very much for that, Paul. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Paul, you still listening?
If
Tom Hartman go down, you take over this program, Paul. You are a bad man, Paul. Yes, you are. But anyway, this is why I called you, Tom. We got to send the mega people a Christmas card, okay? If the Republicans, these mega Republicans, start doing their thing in Congress, the Democrats are going to walk away with everything in 2024. You see, fear works both ways now. Fear works both ways. It's the mega people are going to turn us out. People are going to be afraid of fascism. Fascism hasn't gone away. They're going to come out to make sure that these goddamn Republicans don't go any further than where they've already gone. Okay, and I really believe that. They don't govern. And see, and people can see that. They do not govern. They're a very radical political party. You saw the turnout in 2020 with Biden getting more votes than anybody ever got. You saw the midterms. I know you did this year. And 2024 is a slam dunk if those guys get in there and continue to do what their playbook is, which is obstruction of democracy, which is obstruction of policy in this country. So MAGA people are going to serve the Democrats real well. All they got to do is sit down and chill and let these guys, cut their own throats. And we're going to have a good time, because I do believe that happy days are here again, Tom. I really do believe that.
My sense is real similar to that, Morris. And I think, if from my perspective, though, I think it's partly that there have been all these cultural changes that are catching up with the GOP. I mean, they made their assumptions of people will embrace fascism, people will embrace racism. They made those assumptions based on the backlash in 1964, the Civil Rights Act. And, that backlash only exists now within a rapidly diminishing racist white segment of the American population. And it's a calculation that I think is really going to hurt the Republican Party going forward.
I'm going to have to give you an amen on that. And on this thing, his name is Kyrie Irving. He's a guard. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Uh-huh. And all he did was say, hey, folks, check out this book over here. And that's what got him into trouble. But they came at him because he was the easy target. It's a lot easier to attack a black guy that's made a lot of money in the NBA than it is to attack Jeff Bezos. Okay, and that's all that was. And,
that's a good point.
Tom, we want to put oftentimes we want to put people in one group. Like, white people. Oh, no. Not even my Jewish brothers are like that. Let me share something with you, Tom, because I'm deep into this. Listen. Baruch Adonai. Elohim melech acholam. Bishim Yeshua, amen. Now, that's Hebrew, that's prepared. Now, I didn't say that to show off. I just said that to let you know I'm deeper into this than the average person. And not all Jewish people are the same. We're dealing with, when you're dealing with a Zionist Jewish mind, that's different than when you're dealing with one of these guys that follow Scripture. Okay, so, you know, we need to keep that in mind. Not everybody, not every group is just one monolithic, you know, whatever. And if they're going to attack this guy's, referring to this brother, they should have done something about Fred Hoffman's book. Remember Fred Hoffman? That was 1898, something like that, when they were talking about black people and how we would disappear after a while. You know, there have been all kind of books on this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I remember,
Frederick Hoffman, yeah. I wrote about him in my book on healthcare.
Look at you. So, you know, we need to be careful. But anyway, back to why I called you. Let's bless the MAGAs, okay, because they can't govern. And that's going to work to the Democratic Party's benefit. And, Paul, I hope you heard what I said. Okay, Tom, behave yourself.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Morris. Good talking to you. Ken in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm going to throw an idea. You're pretty much, in my view, a master researcher. And I think a lot of these guys who preach this whole white supremacist thing that, you know, especially Mr. Fuentes. With the last name Fuentes, I think his Anglo-Saxon pure Americana whiteness ought to be called into question. So
well,
I'm not going by people's last
names.
Maybe.
I mean,
but
you've got the Anglo part, you know, as in, you know, British, English speaking. But, you know, people who can track their heritage back to Spain as opposed to indigenous people in Mexico very often, you know, consider themselves, you know, part of white people in general. And they're and many of them are, you know, quite comfortable being white racists, white supremacists.
Oh. Well, I stand corrected then, but It'll be interesting to find out where his family lineage is, but
yeah, I'm betting that, you know, if Fuentes is Hispanic and, you know, it is a Latin sounding name, that he would be probably the first to assert that his entire heritage is European. But who knows? I'm not a scholar of Nick Fuentes, although by this point in time I've seen far more of his videos than I want to. I don't know if you've seen that mashup of Fox News and Nick Fuentes that The Daily Show did. It's amazing. Ken, I got
to
run.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, I attached a YouTube clip of it to the bottom of my article today over at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? Well, I got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. Louise and I have a set of their sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. It's like sleeping on a cloud. And they're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. We sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off now on Cozy Earth products. Just, you know, hurry up. The holiday offer ends soon. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, yeah, you had that person talking about the black Israelites. They've been around since like the 19th century when somebody had a vision that that they came from Africa and that's where the real Jews came from. And they were in I don't know if they've left, but they used to be across from the Port Authority. On the sidewalk, they would have this like raised table that they would stand on, and they would curse at everybody who walked by, especially if you're white. I mean, all the words. They're right. Just nasty people and angry, and they call Jews interlopers, who, you know. But, you know, one thing about Judaism, the blood has been kept, I don't want to say pure, but because of they weren't allowed to intermingle, so, you know, the people with the name Cohen, which is Kohen, which means high priest, Aaron was Moses' brother, who became the high priest. And the priesthood is passed down through the paternal line. And you can go to 90% of the people with the name Cohen's have DNA from Aaron. 104 generations later.
Right. Well, you don't know that it's necessarily from Aaron, but it's there is a genetic consistency across that. I'm familiar with that, Bill.
Well,
and it may as well be from Aaron. I mean, you know, it's yeah.
Right.
So,
but the thing is,
go ahead.
Yes. The thing is, the pretenders, they're like the Jews for Jesus, who are Christians. That's what you are if you're for Jesus. And or there's a British Israelites who think they were the originals, and they're pretty much act the same as the black. You know, just they're just very angry and.
So I guess the debate here, Bill, is who gets to decide who's part of somebody else's club. I mean, I'm thinking of Rachel Donziger. Remember this woman who claimed that she was black for years and years and years, and then it turned out that she wasn't, and you know, she got trashed by everybody for how dare you pretend that you're black, and she's like, but I can be black, I can be culturally black, and then she finally gave it up, you know.
But there's still a group, I'm sorry to interrupt, there's still a group in Iran that's been there for thousands of years, the Mizrahi, who are from that area, and they have darker skin and dark hair, and not to be confused with Sephardim, but they're close to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were allowed to live in Iran because the Ayatollah Khomeini said, leave them alone. So they have...
Well, there are Ethiopian Jews, aren't there?
The Falashas, right.
Yeah, the Falashas.
So they're described, but the majority of Jews just happen to be white, which is, I don't understand why we're outstanding from any other white people. We're only 2% of this country.
Right.
We're only 14 million people in the world. Before the Holocaust, there were 17 million people in the world. But, you know, if Jews were just left alone, they would assimilate. But because they are always kept in, the bloodline stayed the same, and it's really easy just to DNA see where it all comes from.
I'm assuming you're
and
Jewish,
nothing
Bill.
Wrong. What's that?
I'm assuming you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. But anyway, it's just one of those things. And so that Cohen, and in German, Cohen means priest. In German, Kaplan means chaplain. Mm-hmm. So people with the name Kaplan are also from the line that goes back to
him.
Aaron.
Yeah,
right.
It's interesting. I guess this became a whole lot more complex than I assumed when we set up the show this morning. When I thought it was just okay, we've got an anti-Semitic film here, and we've got, it really seems like it is a debate about who gets to decide who's a member of which club. And, you know, as it were, or which race.
It doesn't really matter as long as you have the same enlightenment and the same everything. You can call yourself whatever you want, but you have to have the goods.
I walked into a Catholic church once and tried to take communion, and they kicked me out. I mean, people have their clubs, right? And I'd have a hard time declaring myself Jewish. Bill, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.